This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri senators have rebuffed a legislative effort to intervene in a contract dispute involving the state's Medicaid system. The state recently awarded new Medicaid-managed care contracts under a policy change that capped the number of participating insurers at 3 instead of allowing an unlimited number of companies. One of the losing bidders, Molina Healthcare Incorporated, currently covers about 80,000 Medicaid recipients and has sued seeking to invalidate the new contracts. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer had inserted language benefiting Molina in Missouri's proposed budget. Schaefer's language would require the state to contract with all managed care companies that met the state's bidding criteria. But senators voted 21-11 early Wednesday to remove that wording after Senator Jason Crow complained it was inappropriate for lawmakers to meddle in contracts. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to legislation that would expand tax breaks for auto parts manufacturers. Ford and General Motors already have access to the incentives. GOP House Member Chuck Gachenberger, the bill's sponsor, says it would expand the benefit to smaller auto parts builders.
What it does is let the company retain the money that they would have for paying for the taxes for the people in their company. It depends on if they paid a county average wage or above a county average wage, they would get to retain certain amount of monies in their company.
Auto parts builders would have to create either 5 new jobs or create 2 new jobs and invest $100,000 on new buildings, equipment, or other improvements. The bill needs one more House vote before moving to the Missouri Senate. The future of the president of the University of Missouri System's mansion is in doubt. KBIA's Orla O'Murray has the details.
Mold, asbestos, and code compliance issues were detected during routine work. The restoration cost to presidential residence is approximately $88,000. UM System Vice President of Finance and Administration Nikki Kraut says the system needs to regroup and look into its options.
We're going to stop any other further investment in the renovation of the house, step back, evaluate whether we can, the feasibility of raising private funds to finance the ongoing maintenance, repair, and adaptation of this 40-year-old facility.
According to UM Board of Curators Chair David Bradley, the options are either completely restore the mansion for living purposes or conduct a limited restoration and use the building as a place for official events only. UM System President Tim Wolfe and his family will stay in temporary housing for now. Orla O'Murray, KBIA News.
And the pilot of a small plane is okay after the plane struck a power line and crashed in eastern Missouri. KSDK-TV reports that the name of the pilot has not been released. The accident happened Wednesday near Villa Ridge in Franklin County. Authorities say the plane clipped a 34,000-volt wire near Highway 100. Paramedics rushed to the scene, but the pilot did not require treatment. Jefferson City Public Schools is in negotiations with Lincoln University and Linn State Technical College as part of a plan to build a new high school to replace the old facility. KBIA's Catherine Beek has more.
Jefferson City Public Schools announced Tuesday its hope to develop what it calls a higher education corridor near Lincoln University. David Luther, the assistant to the superintendent for Jefferson City Public Schools, says the hope is to sell its current 30-acre campus, including Nichols Career Center and Atkins Stadium, to the two colleges. The proposal is to build a new $70 million high school on 100 acres of land located in the Lafayette Street Stadium Boulevard area. The new school would serve students in grades 9 through 12 and would include athletic facilities for all sports directly adjacent to the new campus. The athletic facilities for the current campus are spread out within the city. Representatives from the two colleges said it was too early to comment on the negotiations. Catherine Beek, KBIA News.
The budget chairman for the Missouri House is not happy with the Senate's decision early Wednesday to restore $28 million for blind pensions. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, an amendment by GOP Senator Jim Lemke of St. Louis County reversed the cut that the House wanted to use for higher education.
Republican Ryan Silvey authored the original cut, stating that the pension program is for blind residents who have too much money to be on Medicaid. He calls the Senate's actions puzzling.
Senator Lemke was one of the so-called Gang of Nine, which was chest-thumping about cutting government. By the time Senator Lemke offered his amendment, by his own numbers, admitted that it put the budget $7 million out of balance.
Sylvie added that it may not have been necessary to cut pensions to the blind if Lemke and his cohorts had not threatened to filibuster the tax amnesty bill as part of their opposition to the use of one-time monies in the state budget. The House is expected to reject the blind pension restoration when negotiators work on the final version of the budget. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri House has endorsed legislation that could make it harder for employees who report workplace wrongdoing to be shielded from retaliation. The House gave initial approval to a measure limiting whistleblower status to employees who report or refuse to carry out illegal acts. The bill also caps punitive damages at $300,000 for anyone who sues for being fired after acting as a whistleblower. The House bill must be approved a second time. The Missouri House has also endorsed several new requirements for economic development incentives after last year's failure of a planned artificial sweetener plant in Moberly. A measure given first-round approval Wednesday would require state and local officials to share information they have about companies that seek development incentives. The proposed new mandates come in response to the failed Mamtech U.S. Incorporated project in Moberly. Construction of the factory halted last fall after the company missed a payment on $39 million in bonds issued by the city. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.